DJ Benny James. Welcome to the podcast. This is a special one because I got a friend from my neck of the woods, from the UK, Andy Franklin, in the house. What's up, Andy?
Well, it's been a minute. It's been a long time for this to happen.
But you're here.
I think so.
He's like, even not in too sure.
No, I'm not. It's the Twilight Zone. I can see you, but I don't think it is you. It's AI.
Mr. A-Class himself. Can't believe it, man.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. You told me a while back you were coming, and like I said, it just crept up on me. I'm like, and you're actually here. Then you contacted me the other day. You're like, Benny, I'm in town.
I'm here.
So you're here. And you were staying with your friend Norm.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Norm. How you doing, Norm?
Shout out to Norm, man. Much appreciated.
He's in the music game too,
right? He is. Him and Julia, they're kind of like the duo of music, like the Cape Crusaders.
The dynamic duo, yeah.
The dynamic duo. So
They put out some decent stuff, yeah.
They have. I know that recently she's kind of put out her own stuff. I know he's got some stuff coming up as well, which I'm sure he'll be more than excited to share the news with you at some point as well.
Okay. So how long are you staying, brother?
I'm staying here until the 14th of July.
And I know last time you were here, you were strictly on business, right?
Crazy.
You were all about business, and you were seeing all these different artists and doing interviews.
I had the pleasure of sitting down with Allure,
yeah,
90s R&B girl group. So I sat down with them and interviewed them. Interviewed Sean Riviera from As Yet as well. Caught up with Stephanie Mills, Keith Washington, and last but not least, Bowlegged Lou. As in from Full Force as well. So I was went to his house at about 1:30 in the morning to interview him. That was crazy.
You know, a lot of people was back home as well. We're going to give lots of shout outs as we go through the show. But I asked you to put 10 songs together.
I did indeed.
And it was cool what you did. You did the first half is the US hip hop side.
Then
you moved into the UK side, more the R&B side.
That's right.
And I know you know a lot of the crew back in the UK.
No doubt.
But it's celebrating the 50th year of hip hop,
right? Yeah, celebrating 50 years, you know, a genre of music that a lot of people thought that would only last for maybe 12 months, you know, and they've done another 49 plus. So clearly there was some valid substance in it. Last night I had the honor and pleasure of being around Greg Nice and Smooth.
Yeah.
Melly Mel as well. Down there in Plainfields.
Yep.
So we was down there till silly o'clock, but it was fun to see like those cats do their thing, man. It was good.
Cool, man. All right, well, let's get right into the music with one of your choices, which is one of my favorites as well. The big Ladies Love, of course.
Of course.
LL Cool J.
Talk about this when he's done with his business.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Around the Way Girl, if you don't know it, from 1990.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least 2 pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girls, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Coat flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say meet me halfway. His brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way, you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your goal in the summer with your biking shorts while you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew while a business
men in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss is shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining, so we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you, you're from around the way.
Classic.
And it just...
So let me ask you this question, right? Because I have a little bit of an internal battle with the UK hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because the US hip-hop was so influential growing up, right? Yeah. So when I hear the UK rappers,
yeah,
it doesn't gravitate towards me for some reason. There's a couple of artists, but what's your viewpoint on that?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, for us, you know, it was like the template, the blueprint.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if it's coming from a different angle, or maybe even with a different accent, it doesn't kind of gravitate you as much. But I kind of picked this one, LL Cool J, Roundaway Girl, because it was that period in my life where hip hop was, you know, you could see it on TV. You know, we had Yo MTV Raps with Ed Love, Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
And I remember like just recording stuff now. And, you know, we've seen America more so coming into our lives on the hip hop side. Obviously, we had the MTV period, which was covering basically kind of rock music genres. But it was just kind of like a feeling of music that you could kind of connect and relate to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. And then we had the Top of the Pops and all the rest of the stuff that was on
which
the TV.
No shade to that, because that was our thing on a Thursday evening, right?
Yeah, that was our thing. But the hip hop side, it just definitely seemed to be the US thing, right? It came over.
Yeah.
But there's more and more UK hip hop coming up, right? Lots of artists out there that are doing big things.
For real. I mean, back then we had Caveman, obviously, you know, coming from my neck of the woods, obviously, you know, MCM, Fry Like Fish. So, you know, we had a Silver Bullet as well, you know, we had our fair share back in the day, man. We did.
You have a top artist that you like, hip hop artist that you like?
In general?
Yeah, just in general. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, wow. I think it would be LL. Reason being, because my sister brought home the Bigger and Deffer album. To me, that was kind of like...
quintessential.
Yeah, it was kind of like my baptism of what's to come
next. Baptism, I love it, love it.
Yeah,
okay. Well, let's play this one because this is an absolute banger. And I love the story in this one. Troy, right? They reminisce over you. 1992. I played this before, but it's
CL Smooth, reminisce.
Classic, man. And the video over this as well. You gotta see this, guys. Go to YouTube if you haven't seen it. This is like through and through. Classic anthem.
Thank you, MTV Bass. Thank you, MTV Raps.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for joining us. Me and Andy Franklin in the house. Here we go.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen to the funky songs as I rock on, and that's where it's born.
All right, so as we're reminiscing, tell me how you got into music in the first place, because you've been in music for a long time, right?
I think it would only be fair if I'm going to answer that question. I have to say, first and foremost, I got to thank my big sister for introducing me to music.
Your big sister, same as mine as well, same as mine.
So my big sister's like 6 years older than me, so obviously she was out raving, doing, I guess, what every teenager was doing at the time. So bear in mind, I'm 10. Yeah. 6 years gap, so she's 16, so she's kind of beginning to kind of see what's going on out there. And I think she had the habit of going into London like many of us did and getting records and bringing it back home. And then she kind of taught me how to dance as well, because obviously I didn't have a clue what was going on out there, but you know, she's taught me how to do the WAP and the Running Man. You kind of gravitate to music. And then obviously, as you said, we mentioned like Top of the Pops, it was a different genre of music coming on Top of the Pops anyway. So you kind of went through your 80s phase of pop music, your Culture Club, your Wham, as things began to turn more commercial and kind of becoming more open. Coming, so it's like Gwen Guthrie and Lisa Stansfield and New Edition, Colonel Abrahams and Cameo, all of that good stuff. So I said, I wasn't raving, but what happened was I was listening to music which was a lot older than my peer group.
Yeah.
So I was going back to school, and then by that time I was 11. I'm thinking like every little step, and it's my prerogative.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The teacher goes to me, do you know what prerogative means? I goes, yeah, it means my own business. It's like, oh, how do you know? It's like, you know, Bobby Brown and them not really kind of showing me the way of where the music was going. But you know, again, thank you YoMTV Raps. You know, this was when hip-hop was a teenager, you know what I mean? It was just raw hormones was going everywhere,
absolutely,
and we just loved how it felt, man. Just really.
How did we first meet? How did we first remember?
I've always known you never knew me. So you used to DJ at the American Air Base in High Wycombe,
right,
you know, our town where we're from. And then I think our mutual friend Justine let you know that I was doing R&B nights, and I remember you came down and blessed us all. And that's how it was, you know, where we began.
Hold on a second, I've got a bone to pick you about that, because you put me on the early set. So you
I
didn't
did
even,
put you on the early
so
set.
So you didn't even see what I could do. But then
I think you had to leave early, no?
I know, I did, that's true.
So don't try it. I've got a memory like an elephant, it's not going to work.
But the thing is, I must say, when I got there, I'm like, hold on a minute, this guy's putting on a party and there's nobody here, right? Yeah. Suddenly it was wall to wall, packed, ram solid. I'm like, okay, this guy knows some people, you know, he knows what he's doing.
Surge, man.
You're definitely a good promoter for sure.
The powers that be helped me out that night as well, man.
Okay. All right, let's play another one of yours. Obviously a classic. One of the biggies. You guys all know it, Me, Myself, and I.
Rest in peace.
That's right, 1992.
Let's go.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make-believe. People say I sit and try. But when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Soul, they lie that style is surely our own thing. Not
for me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. My person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts tipping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July, cause they try to mess with third degree. That's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Banger, banger.
It is.
I remember De La Soul when it first came out in a video. I'm like, these guys are different. I like them.
3 feet high and rising. I know, Jennifer, right? Oh, Jenny.
Dope album, man.
That was. I mean, again, props to my big sis. I mean, she was bringing these albums home. I had no idea who these were. Actually, thank you also to my brother-in-law, because he was putting her on school. He was putting her on point.
Okay.
And she's bringing it home, making like she knew, but she was getting the information from somebody else. So
that's okay. It's all passed down. It's all right. It's all
Gav.
So quick question for you, because I know that you've been trying to get into this whole TV scene as well. I saw the Big 80 show and you did the R&N goodness. Show.
You remember all that?
Yeah, you're trying to do these interview things on TV.
Yeah.
How's all that going? I know you've been doing the red carpet stuff. And
yeah,
I love
well,
your
man.
Interview skills, man. No. Very, very classy.
I don't know about that. I'm still learning. It all kind of kicked off like in 2020 when the world kind of came to a grinding halt.
Yeah.
And I realized that everybody was doing stuff on Instagram Live and interviewing, and a lot of celebrities were doing the same thing, telling them the interviews about their backstory and how that, you know, regarding their career. And I thought, you know, this looks really cool, this is a great idea. So I kind of did the same thing, and I had the honor and privilege to speak to people like Shanice and Dawn Robinson of En Vogue, Shirley Jones from the Jones Girls, Norm Adams,
yeah,
Nitty Green from Riff, quite a number of people. I racked up about 25 interviews. I gave myself a 3 week break, and I reached out to a television network company, told them what I'm doing. They liked the idea. In about 3.5 weeks, I rewrote it again and turned it into a television show. And about the fourth week, I was down at a television studio, and my first guest was Moncho Eshe from Arrested Development. That really how it went down.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, obviously you've been working up and up and up, and now finally you're at the pinnacle and you're on the show with me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Well, that's it. I don't need to do no. I don't need to do no more now.
That's it. You can retire now,
end
right?
Up, yeah. Done. That's it. That's it. I've reached the pinnacle of my success, my career. I'm calling it quits.
That's it. Okay. All right. Well, before you call it quits, let's play this one, because this is another banger. You got good tasty music, my man.
You do try. We need an apple bomb. You gotta put me on
Tribal Quest.
Tribal Quest, man. Q-Tip.
Question the authority. Mm-hmm. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum. Where some brothers roam. listen, I like to tell you things some brothers don't. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. And if you need them, I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum,
chung, chung. Before we carry on, I gotta give a big shout out to Omar and his family. He just visited his family in South Carolina. And a big shout out to Rebecca Lyles. That's his cousin. What's up, Rebecca? Nice talking to you the other day. And also to Harvey Moore for sharing the podcast, man, and getting involved. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Harvey. Also to his cousins, Clyde and Marcelina Wilson. And also to Uncle Marshall Garrison. What's up, Mr. Garrison? How you doing? Hopefully I got all those names correct.
Better have.
Are you on the red carpet, man? That must have been a bit nerve-wracking doing the interviews.
You know what? I want to say it was, but I'll be lying. And okay. It actually wasn't. I just kind of knew what type of day it was going to be, you know, and I just kind of felt like it was time for me to kind of put myself in that position. So I was kind of mentally ready for it. And I think because I work off script 90% of the time and I try not to complicate it, I kind of stick to the agenda.
So you have bullet points, but you're kind of freestyling. Yeah, you're not reading, right?
No. So the bullet points are in my head, actually. Okay. Obviously, you know, if I know who the person is, it makes it a lot easier. If you know their background, you know what they've done in the past, then you can break yourself into a hot minute. You know what I mean? Sometimes you do come across people that you might not be familiar with, so you kind of get info beforehand. But, you know, even then, you know, I think once you make people feel comfortable talking to you, then the rest is just easy, man. It's easy.
Yeah, you seem very fluid with it and very natural. It doesn't feel forced at all. It's very good. So I think you're a natural. You should do more of that, man.
I'm trying. Anybody out there that needs me. This girl's real special, but we'll talk about her after the track.
I didn't know she was from the UK.
She's from the UK.
I did not know that, my man. So you're edumacating me right now.
I'm edumacating you.
Yes, you are, sir.
You get the full entire view of who to blame at the end of the game. Things wanna
All right, so what was you going to tell me about this young lady right here?
This young lady's ours, man. she's from the UK, Moni Love.
I didn't know she was from the UK, man. All these years I've been listening to her.
She's been over here for a minute now, so she's well established into the dollar, so to speak. She's one of our ones, and you know, she left quite early. She kind of saw, I think, how hip-hop was over here at the time. Hip-hop was, you know, very much still owned, patented, blueprinted by the USA. So, you know, if you are going to pursue something to the highest level, you know, you are going to go to exactly the birthplace of it. You know, she established herself really, really well. And obviously, she teamed up with her mentor, Queen Latifah, as well.
Yeah.
I think, she was like Queen Latifah's little sister. You know what I mean? She featured in a lot of Queen Latifah's videos and vice versa as well. But at the same time, you know, credit to Moni Love because, she teamed up with, you know, one of the female goats of the game, but she always kind of maintained her own style, her own identity as well. And obviously having a crossover accent as well, you know, come on now, it sells, right?
Of course it does. So who's your favorite female then? Mine's MC Light, I think.
Who's my favorite female? Oh, wow. You said MC Light?
I think I like MC Light. But also there's Lauryn Hill. She raps too, right? She's amazing.
MC Light. It's between MC Light and Roxanne. You know?
Oh, you like Roxanne? I never got into Roxanne. But okay.
Shout out to L Boogs, by the way. I see you, baby. That's good. Hip hop queen.
Well, listen, we're going to move into the UK side because I know you got loads of crew UK. I mean, you know the whole Donny, you know Omar, you know, I'm all down there, right?
The firm,
the boys. They're the British collective as well, right?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, we're going to discuss that. This next track's coming up. This is when I got to know UK soul. Obviously, Loose Ends was more my sister's era, and I wasn't hearing much from them, but this guy kind of told me, yo, we're out here. We're doing our thing as well. Shout out to Omar, London, my boy. Let's go. Let's do this.
Here I sit waiting patiently, waiting for you to visit me. Come to think of it, you're always on my mind. Not one day goes past without you floating by. Don't worry, got my place right here by the phone. Sure gets lonely all alone. Please don't get me wrong, I don't care. Cause if I had your loving, you'd be worth the despair,
decade after decade. Omar's just doing his thing, man.
Mr. Evergreen, man. He doesn't seem to do it wrong. You know what I mean? He only knows one way, and that's the right way.
I know, right?
So, yeah, as I was saying, this was a baptism of the UK side of soul, where a lot of the older peers was going out, and obviously I wasn't, but, you know, I would hear this song at weddings, you know, growing up at weddings. So it was kind of like getting the idea of, you know, what's out there. Then my sister would tell me, like, yeah, I'm going to see him in London next week. And he'd think, okay, and she'll come back and tell me, you know, his vocal range was so, so beyond his time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was alerting us, like, yo, you know, we're out here doing our thing.
Yeah, we're doing our thing.
Obviously, Loose Ends. Obviously, we had Soul to Soul as well.
Soul was massive.
They were just, you know, just doing doing their thing. They were young. It was the voice of young London.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? The voice of young London.
And so how must it feel then when you're out and about in London, you're doing events and you see these guys, you're hanging out with these guys now? And
you know, the funny thing is, yeah, I mean, beforehand, you know, you're kind of like taking a double take, like, oh my gosh. Being with them now and sitting down with them and talking, you know, the comedy is literally crazy. I mean, you couldn't imagine to a certain degree, you know, half of the nonsense that come out with, especially my friend Donnie. And I say that more so because I spend more time with him and I talk to him a lot more. But they're a bunch of comedians. But, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to doing their job, they get it right.
They get it, yeah. Yeah. They're pros.
And they're very much established. That, you know, you can speak to them about the music industry. And, yeah, they'll tell you the realistics of it as well. You know, they'll tell you the nice parts, but also tell you the real parts of it as well.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to play Donnie next. But yeah, I remember when Marianne was there, when we were on tour with Marianne.
Yeah, yeah.
She was saying that when she was with Donnie in his studio, she was like, this guy is a true musician. Yeah, yeah, this guy really knows what he's talking about. So let's play him next, because I'm going to play one of the tunes that you chose that I never even heard before.
Yeah, for real. Go ahead, man.
Tell me about this one, man.
Yeah, Love Makes the World Go Round.
This is one of his first hits.
Yeah, this is one of his first hits off the Unbreakable album. But this one kind of came to us as a breath of fresh air. You know, again, him being a bit younger than, you know, Omar and the rest of those cats as well. So, you know, he was kind of like passed the baton on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at one point he was going to throw it all in, not going to bother doing it.
Really?
And until he heard Omar's song, There's Nothing Like This, he goes, nope, I'm doing something. I'm going to do something about it. And he did. And he created this song and much more. But he's such a talented soul. Love him to bits.
UK talent right here, 90s. Got to give a big shout out to a friend of ours we saw yesterday, Gideon. Now listen to this, Andy, this is true, I'm not lying to you.
Go on.
Our friend, we met him yesterday at a restaurant. He's traveling around on his motorcycle around the US, but he's wearing a t-shirt and shorts and trainers, sneakers.
Sweet.
That's it.
T-shirt, shorts and trainers.
Toothbrush in his back pocket, I don't know, his wallet.
You know, you burn less fuel that way, so that's why he's doing it.
It's like going up in these mountains, he's freezing cold, he's going up to Niagara Falls, all over the place, all over the US. And he's got no proper clothing on.
That's because his sex got it going on. He's just like these guys, Silk.
He's a nutter. Absolute nutter. We went to this beautiful restaurant yesterday and some great food. And it was storming crazy winds and rain. and he's out there on his bike. Nutter.
It is what it is,
he's
man.
A nutter. Anyway, this one goes out to him. Happy Days.
Happy Days, bro.
By Silk.
Happy Days. Let's go.
I want your body, tell me your woman too. There's a many nasty things I wanna do to you.
I am.
Lick you up and down and around and around.
Come here.
Oh, but I love the mind could never ever be found. Now you see me and baby now you know. Oh, pacify me girl. Just give me what I want.
Give me what I want.
Make it real good till the very last drop. Oh, no, 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 honey. Don't you ever, ever stop. Oh, come on, sugar. You know I love you so.
Yeah, baby.
Make you feel like you never did before. Oh, here's the key, baby. Now open up the door. Now you see me, baby, now you don't. Oh, come on, honey. Just give me what I want. I feel so good inside. You may try to run, but you just can't hide.
Yeah.
strictly a vibe thing.
It is indeed, man.
Hill Street Soul.
Yep. Hillary.
I never heard that one,
She's
man.
She's beautiful. She's an amazing artist. She's just actually releasing some new music, so I'll make sure that gets over to you. But when I heard that track, obviously a different version, that was like the era of Lyndon David Hall, who sadly we lost. We was beginning to know about D'Angelo at the time. I mean, Omar was already established. Donnie was already in the bag as well. He's shown have our template of how we sounded.
Who did Flavor in Old School?
Oh, Beverly Knight. So Beverly Knight, she sat right up in there as well. So, you know, it was all going on. And obviously Misha Paris as well. Can't forget Misha Paris.
Her voice, man. Misha Paris
for real, for real. So, again, you know, we were at that moment in time putting our stamp down, you know, because obviously the soul music genre has always been dominated by America.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we had to try and find a way to establish ourselves as UK artists, and obviously admiring and, you know, taking, I guess, some form of note from across the pond, so to speak, but at the same time keeping it true to ourselves and being reflective and just being who we are, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, with that being said, I'm talking about another artist that we're going to play now after this young lady, and
Junior Giscombe, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 1982, you know, the world, not just the UK, but the world knew about this guy with his hit song Mama Used to Say. And, you know, again, he's one of the guys that I have the honor of calling a friend as well, not just, you know, seeing him perform. And, you know, I was with him just last week at Donnie's 30th anniversary. Oh. So, you know, congratulations to Don.
Congratulations, Donnie.
Yeah, hitting the big 3-0 on that one. And I think speaking to Junior, one of the greatest stories that he told me was he was staying at the same hotel as Eddie Murphy, and he was upstairs, Eddie Murphy was downstairs. Junior at the time had a stereo. They kicked him out, obviously, and he was banging some music, and he had no complaints whatsoever. Basically ended up getting a note from Eddie Murphy. And then what he did was he slipped a record underneath Eddie Murphy's door, and like Patti LaBelle with Stir It Up, Junior Giscombe ended up being on the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack as well.
Wow.
So yeah. Junior's done some amazing things. You know, obviously he's a part of the British Collective.
Yes.
He also did a remake of Mama Used to Say with a reggae star called Luciano as well.
I love Luciano.
Yeah. So he did that as well. And, you know, he's just been up and down the country celebrating life, celebrating music, and just doing what he's always known to be doing best. But this next song that I picked, because obviously the genre of music that we're more circulating around, you know, you had to be a connoisseur. You would have been a raver at the time when this came out. This one's called Morning Will Come by Junior Giscombe, man.
Yeah. And when I heard it, I said to you immediately, that's Love's Taking Over. That sounds Shantae Moore.
You could speak to Junior on that one, not me.
Okay, Junior. Sorry.
Shout out to Norm Adams. I see you, bro. What's good?
What's up, Junior Giscombe? This one's for you, my man. Congrats.
No.
We're about out of time already, Andy. Can you believe it?
Seriously.
Yeah, time goes fast when you're having fun, huh?
It does. That's what Janet said.
But man, what a pleasure to have you in town. You're in my house. Can't believe it. You're eating my wifey's food. What do you reckon?
No, so far so good, man. I'm all right. I'm good. I'd be more concerned if you cooked it.
Precisely. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody else?
Yeah. Big shout outs going out to Donnie. Once again, congratulations on your 30th year of being in the music industry. He's got there, and I'm sure we look forward to another 30. Junior Giscombe, Omar, lovely guys to be around. Davey J in Antigua as well. Shout out to you, Davey J. Who else? Hill Street Soul. Who else?
My mum and dad.
Your mum and dad, of course. All those that's listening to this podcast as well. Shout out to my team at Marlow FM. Wednesday show, 9 o'clock. But we're, plug.
Yeah, plug. Where can people find out about you, Andy? Okay. Go on, come on now.
All right, okay. So I'm on a radio show called Marlow FM, based in Buckinghamshire. I'm on every Wednesday at 9 p.m., 1 p.m. if you're on the West Coast, 4 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. The best of 80s soul, 90s R&B. If you want to log in live, you could do so on marlowfm.co.uk.
Baby. Okay, I'll put the link in the show notes below.
Thank you.
And also, if you want to become a premium member of my podcast, just go to djbennyjames.supercast.com. I'll leave that link in the show notes below as well. But it's been an absolute pleasure for my good friend Andy to be here and share the mic with me, man. I'm going to play another one of our UK giants, Noel McCoy.
Of course.
I was lucky enough to interview him a couple years ago. Sadly, he passed away. Wow. We're going to be sadly missed. He was so nice when we met him on tour.
Yes.
And he was just such a humble, very, very grounded, loving individual, man. He was really, really nice.
Before you play, shout out to the British Collective as well, which obviously Noel McCoy was a part of, which consists of Junior Giscombe, Donnie, Omar, and of course the late Noel McCoy as well. So yeah, why not?
Let's play that one. And I think this one is nice, man. I don't know what it is about this track. It's got like an acid soul kind of feel. It's called Fight, and listen to the words in it. It's really, really cool.
Noel McCoy, RIP, bro.
Yes. Take care, guys, and aloha.
Crazy, are you people listening? 'Cause this is a voice, my voice, and this is what I'm feeling. You gotta fight for your rights. Stand up firm and fight, stand up for your rights. And you gotta think what's wrong from right. Stand up firm and fight, stand up for your rights. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy.
There's a will, there's a way.